So you've closed on your first facility. Let's talk about how to actually create a successful self-storage business. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy. And the Quick Start Academy houses all of the training that I offer small investors who want to get in or who want to grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But many of us get in the self-storage business because we're looking for freedom, financial freedom, freedom of our time, freedom to chase our dreams instead of someone else's dreams. And yet, when we close on our first deal, we're often busier than we've ever been before. And at first, we don't notice because we're chasing our dreams. We're going after our goals. But if you're not careful, one day you're going to wake up and you're going to not want to go to work in the business you created. And you'll realize that the business is running you rather than you running the business. So let me give you a couple tips that I wish I'd learned early on when I closed on my first self-storage facility. The first is systematize. If you have not read The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, read it. It talks a lot about how to create structures and systems for small business and small entrepreneurs. It really opened my eyes that I need to have systems set up. Even when I was first starting, it was basically just me, but I still needed to create systems. So when I'm coaching someone or I'm working with someone and we're getting ready to put their first facility into service, what I tell them to do is that anything you do more than once a week, once a day, once a month, once a quarter, anything you ever repeat in your business, create a procedure for it, a written procedure or a video procedure. What I usually coach people to do is to take screenshots of what they're, take pictures and or screenshots of what they're doing and create a procedure, a written procedure around it. So let's just take a normal day in the self-storage business. So first thing you'll do is you'll go in and you'll open the store, create a procedure of what's involved in opening the store, particularly turning on the operating system for your self-storage business. What do you do? How do you open your operating system? Screenshots or screen capture video. What do you do with the letters or the emails that are printed out on the late notices for that day? What's the procedure for that? How do you move someone in? How do you move someone out? How do you take a payment? How do you take a cash payment, a check payment, a credit card payment? All of these, create procedures for it. Written procedures. How do you close out at the end of the day? What are the reports that are created? Who gets the reports in your business? How do you handle deposits? Who handles the deposits? What do you do when someone moves out? How do you clean the unit? What's the procedure for that? What are the daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly maintenance items that need to be taken care of? Create a procedure for everything you do in running your business. And very quickly, what you'll realize is you have an operations manual. It can be either digital or in physical form. It really doesn't matter. But the whole goal behind having procedures in place is so that theoretically you can drop anybody into that position. And now there's instructions on how you want your business run. You may couple this with an employee manual. What we did was we downloaded the SSA, I bought it, but we downloaded an SSA employee manual, adjusted it to reflect our own company, and then we dropped in our operations and procedures inside that manual. You may have two manuals, employee manual and an operations manual. Now, you may be wondering, it's just me. Why in the world would I need to do that? Well, what happens if you take a vacation? What happens if you get sick? God forbid, what happens if you buy another facility and you have to hire someone to run the first one you're doing? So this leads into the second suggestion I have besides systematize. My second suggestion is from day one, plan on replacing yourself. If you're doing anything inside operations of your business, plan on replacing yourself and doing that. Even if you don't intend to, plan on it. Because if your business grows and thrives, you're going to have to replace yourself. You're going to have to put and hire people to help you run your business. It also creates value in the business. If you have a business that basically just needs you to run it or needs a manager to run it because that manager knows how to run the business, that's the only person that can run it, then you don't really have much of a business. So as you've been out looking at the smaller mom and pop facilities, I'm sure you've run across it dozens, if not, hundreds of times. We run across it hundreds of times. Owners get dependent on a manager. That manager gets sick or that manager gets caught stealing money. And the owner has no more clue on how to run his business or her business than the man on the moon. And one of the things they decide to do at that point, that's one of the reasons many mom and pops will sell their business, because they don't know how to run it. If your business is not dependent on systems, but dependent on people, you don't have much of a business. And when it does come time to sell it, you're not adding a lot of value to your business. Now, this doesn't mean you just walk away, you create a manual, put somebody in place, and then now you can advocate your responsibilities as an owner. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is create structures, get them in place on how you want your business run. Then start with the mindset that anything you're doing in the business, you're going to eventually replace yourself. If you set up your self-storage business with that mindset from day one, this really enhances your chances of having a successful self-storage business. Not only will this allow you to scale, it will add a lot of value to your business when it comes time to sell it. I wish I'd known this from day one. I had to learn it the hard way. So if you're getting ready to close on your first facility or your next facility, these are some suggestions I have for you. So thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. And next week will be episode number 400. I look forward to sharing episode number 400 with you. I'll see you then.